الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The viewpoints of the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the tragedy of Karbala. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Exalted mentions the names of two women as perfect examples of faith. God also mentions the names of two women as examples of infidelity. Allah sets forth for an example to the unbelievers, the wife of Noah and the wife of Lut. They were respectively under two of our righteous servants. The Holy Quran, Surah 66, Ayah 10. These two women exemplify infidelity. That is to say, Allah the Exalted mentions women, not men, as examples of both infidelity and faith. And Allah sets forth as an example to those who believe the wife of Pharaoh. The Holy Quran, Surah 66, Ayah 11. He mentions the wife of Pharaoh and Mary as two perfect examples of faith. And Mary, the daughter of Imran. The Holy Quran, Surah 66, Ayah 12.
Ana mazlum Hussein, ana mazlum Hussein, ana mazlum.
أنا لاتشان.
Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, made the army of reason overcome the army of ignorance.
أنا لاتشان.
أنا لات.
A brief comparison between Zainab al-Kubra and the wife of Pharaoh, which show the greatness of Zainab al-Kubra's position. In the Holy Quran, the wife of Pharaoh has been recognized as an example of faith for both men and women until the end of time. But just compare the wife of Pharaoh, who had faith in Moses' prophethood and had been enchanted by his guidance, with Zainab al-Kubra. When she was tortured by Pharaoh, according to narrations and historical texts, she passed away due to the torture she suffered. She was frustrated by the physical pain. She said, "O my Lord, build for me, in nearness to you, a mansion in the garden, and save me from Pharaoh and his doings." The Holy Quran, Surah 66, Ayah 11. In fact, she was praying for her death. "And save me from Pharaoh and his doings." This was while her problem was only the physical torture. Unlike Zainab al-Kubra, she had not suffered the loss of several brothers, two children, and many of her relatives and nephews. She had not watched her dear ones go to the battlefield where they were supposed to be killed. Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, did not have to endure the psychological pains that Zainab al-Kubra went through.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.